Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. Curiosity always gets the better of me, and I'm not the only one. How do you think online videos like Three Guys, One Hammer, Two Girls, One Cup, and various gore videos get so many views? Everybody wants to see it. You do too. My story starts in the time when I got in some kind of depression at age 18 that started after my father passed away. I didn't go to school or work for about a year. I had seas of time and spent most of it on the internet. The only thing that would really cheer me up were anonymous image boards. These are the only places where people's true nature comes out. Instead of hypocritical behavior, people tell what's really on their mind. Also, I loved getting a good laugh once in a while. I have been able to talk about how shitty my life was, and dozens of people showed up actually feeling the same. It felt like friends, even though I didn't know anything about them. I started to love dark humor. If something terrible happened, I loved to instantly make jokes and photoshops out of it. So did my anonymous friends. Some say you change if you spend too much time on image boards, and I think those people are right. My depression got worse, and as a result, I only spent more time on image boards. My sense of humor got darker. I could only get cheered up by terrible trolls and raids. I called people, giving them death threats, and posted the results on the internet. One time I even called up an airport with a bomb threat, disrupting plane trips for thousands of passengers. Of course, my internet friends thought it was hilarious. At this point, I wasn't on the normal part of the internet anymore. The image boards were obscure boards on the deep web. If you don't know what the deep web is, Google the name. This way, people could post terrible, illegal content, completely anonymous, without even a traceable IP address. No limits whatsoever. My craving for disastrous content got greater and greater. I couldn't control my craving, for it was the only thing that would satisfy any part of me. My days were basically staying home to browse the web for gore and illegal content till the early morning. The best, or rather worst, image board was Disaster Chan. People there were probably just like me, obsessed and addicted to violence, rape, and murder. Sometimes an actual killer would show up to show their work. One time, a guy posted his own kid, killed and covered in shit and maggots. It made my day. I was addicted to violence. It was like a drug. I needed a bigger dose every day. My desire for gore got so big, not even Disaster Chan could satisfy me anymore. After another day of pointless browsing, I couldn't find my daily shot of violence. I made a thread asking why I couldn't get satisfied anymore. Only one guy reacted, posting a link to another Chan. I copied the link and F5'd the page. My post was gone. This was rather strange because threads never get deleted, since nothing is extreme enough for the site. When I tried to post again, it said I got a permaban with no reason addressed. It made me angry. Why the hell ban me from making a thread like this? Was it because I had complaints about the site? Despite my anger, I realized I still had that other Chan on my Control V. It was another .onion, I think, that was only accessible through an untraceable IP. The site had a completely black layout. There was no picture in the center above like on most image boards. Even the text was black, so I had to select all the text to be able to read it. The image board was called YouChan. At first, I thought it was a pretty stupid name, and possibly another YouTube ripoff. I wanted to close the site when I realized I had nothing better to do and might as well browse this obscure board for a while. There was only one news article posted on the homepage. The time of the posting was actually 5 minutes ago, today. It said, "Welcome to YouChan." On the left side of the homepage, the different boards were listed. /necro/necrophilia/sim/cemetery/b/random. Not many boards, most image boards, have about 20 or more. /b was a board most sites like this have. It was /sim and /necro that caught my attention. I never had seen actual necrophilia, and I could only guess that /sim could have pictures and advice about digging up graves. I decided to visit /sim first. After the page loaded and I scrolled down, I instantly froze. I felt fear for the first time in months. Only this fear wasn't amusing or satisfying in any way. I felt cold, shivering, going up and down my spine. Ice-cold sweat broke out. I saw a picture of my father's corpse lying next to his grave. I knew for sure it was him. I recognized his clothes we buried him in and the grave I designed with my mother. I started to panic. How the fuck is this possible? Who would do this? When I realized this was probably an attack on me personally, I panicked even more. I selected the text for clues. Nothing. The time of posting. It was posted in the future, 10 minutes from now. This was the only clue I needed. This crazy fuck wanted me to get to the cemetery in 10 minutes. I ran to my bike and started cycling as a madman. I told myself to relax. But of course I wasn't able to. I could only think about what I would do to the psycho who dug up my father and was probably waiting there for me. I got to the cemetery in about 5 minutes, dumped my bike and ran to my father's grave. What I found was indeed the lifeless body of my father, lying next to his grave. I fell on my knees and started crying. I couldn't bear to see his face as he was lying there. My father's death was an absolute weak point. The person who did this must have known. After shivering and crying for a few minutes, I got a little more relaxed. I started reburying my father, not trying to look at his face. I used my hands to dig and put his body back in the broken coffin when I noticed a small note in the pocket of his shirt. "Keep browsing." I was totally exhausted. Of course, I should have called the police, but even at this point, curiosity got the better of me. I got back to my apartment and turned on my computer again. The thread on /sim wasn't changed except for the time of posting was now 30 minutes ago. I still had two boards to go, /necro and /b. I almost threw up when I thought about what could be in the content of /necro. Thinking rationally was impossible for me in this state of panic I was in. Of course, I clicked. The shock I went through seeing the next post was far worse than you can imagine. I wasn't able to move for what seemed like hours. It was my mother. Obviously dead. Her facial expression was lifeless, and her skin had no tan at all. She was on a bed in what appeared to be a hotel room. The fucking psycho on her was at the bottom. My mother on her back on top, so there was no way of telling who this guy was. I couldn't watch this anymore. I was tired. I panicked so much, the time of posting was 2 weeks from now. Same exact time. My mother was dead. Despite the shock I was in, I had to make my move now and remain as calm as was possible. The killer didn't leave instructions this time, so I decided to call my mom's phone. "Hi, Rob." "Mom, you're alive?" "Of course I am. What's wrong?" I hung up the phone. She was alive. I was so relieved she was still alive. I was able to calm down a little and start analyzing the situation again. She's not dead. Was the picture photoshopped? It seems impossible, even with today's techniques. She was definitely dead in this picture. I decided to visit /B before calling the cops on this. I felt numb, confused, totally exhausted and terrified for what was about to come. I didn't know what to expect now, and you could say I saw the worst thing imaginable, but it wasn't. On /B there was a picture of me, in the same chair I was sitting at the moment, same clothes. The only difference was that I was dead. No skin tan, no expression. Time of posting, 30 days from now, same time. When I F5'd, the site was gone. This happened 13 days ago. Of course, the police didn't believe me and sent me home saying I shouldn't waste their time with stupid pranks. I had no evidence. I should have thought about making print screens. My mother thought I was going through a psychosis and extreme paranoia. I didn't want to leave her side. She took care of me the past 13 days, saying I should see a doctor. And that is all. And that all this wasn't real. But I knew it was real. I never slept these days. I have done tons of thinking, and I still know this happened. My mother went missing this morning.